Blog Talk Radio.
This is Brother Seduff.
Mercy Entertainment Artist.
We rocking with our girl Regina Hicks and the crew.
We're straight like that.
Wonder what it feels like to see me dancing, take it all up to you.
You like to lay your body down next to me. You know I like to play around, touch your teeth. Maybe one day it can go down how it seems. Don't lose your concentration, use your imagination.
You can use your
imagination.
You better use your in the morning we could wake up, and maybe we could go another round or two. I know you wanna take love, but I just keep making you fail, love. Cause I know I could get caught up so bad with you.
You like to lay your body down next to me. You know I like to play around, touch your teeth. Maybe one day it can go down how it seems. Don't lose your concentration, use your imagination.
I be doing the things you wanna see me do, doing the things like I need to do, doing the things I'm feeling like whoa, like yo yo.
I'm never losing, and you ain't no fool. That's the reason you're choosing. That's the reason we do this. Baby, you better use it, use your
going down, spit that walking famous pain, AKA all that 40 round, please.
all sight. Black with a bitch, I bang through bite. Mob in a brown recluse, get in your bloodstream. Heart attack, cut up your lights. Blast that 40 round.
Yeah.
Lay a nigga down.
Yeah.
Squad up, call the boys, cause it's going down. Yeah. Niggas got flip slash, niggas on sight. Dover dragon flame will ignite. Command explode, grenade, Rambo bomb. Sylvester Stallone, he got Rocky sight.
Yeah.
Words punch and blow. Sorry, track, you glad, Joe. Sandman will bust your shit. Mike Tyson, TKO. No, we kick, hit hard like Crane. Mortal Kombat, I'm new K. What's the snipe contract to slick? Emily Dunn go bang, bang, bang. Like a leprechaun, you better have luck. If you don't, you will not last. I would Jackie Chan and Kuma flip. Drop, kick your ass. In the crowd, on your butt, you land. Looking like Eminem, Stalker stand. Pull your ass in your place. If you run up on me one more time, I would do it again. Better back up, tuck in your tail. Better get ghost when I'm in your town. Spin that walk of flame insane. AKO that 40 round.
AKO that 40 round. AKO that 40 round. AKO that 40 round. Knock that nigga down. AKO that 40 round. AKO that 40 round. AKO that 40 round. Knock that nigga down. Knock that nigga down. Knock that nigga down. Knock that nigga down. AKO that 40 round. Knock that nigga down. Knock that nigga down. Knock that nigga down. AKO that 40 round.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism. And what is fascism? Fascism is private ownership, private enterprise, but total government control and regulation. Well, isn't this the liberal philosophy? The conservative, so-called, is the one that says, less government, get off my back, get out of my pocket, and let me have more control of my own destiny.
Their 2020 platform sounds identical to policies already tried and now failing in the collapsed socialist state of Venezuela.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing.
I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Abolish ICE. It's a growing call from Democrats to get rid of the agency that arrests and removes illegal immigrants in the U.S.
I think we should get rid of ICE.
We need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Why is it good for us to pay for the health care bills of people who snuck in here against our law?
It's good for people who are in our country, who are contributing to this country's success.
Or did it also apply to, I don't know, gang members or vagrants? I think they were covered too, weren't they?
These hot-button issues like free college, free healthcare, once thought to be radical, appear to be the starting line in this Democratic primary.
The three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Great question.
Do you call yourself a radical?
Yeah, you know, if that's what radical means, call me a radical.
Nancy Pelosi, do you recognize her as the leader for the House Democrats?
Of course. We, as you are aware, we are diligent.
I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession.
Yeah.
Sorry if that hurts people.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, you get out and you tell them they're not welcome.
If they go low, we kick them.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar under attack for anti-Semitic tweets.
Can you respond to that?
No, thank you.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
I think what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing. I am not the expert.
They are the future face of the Democratic Party. They are not only anti-Israel, but often that anti-Zionism morphs into anti-Semitism.
Either the Klansman or the guy in blackface is right now the Democratic governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam.
Northam's nickname was a racial slur.
They called me Coon Man. I did participate in a dance contest
in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk. My wife says, in appropriate circumstances.
Tonight!
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts with a DNA test to prove her Native American ancestry.
Her DNA test claiming she's part Native American appears to be backfiring.
Tonight, the leaders of the Cherokee Nation are speaking out against Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign video touting her Native American ancestry.
Have you considered dropping out of the race?
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years.
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? Are you talking about everybody having to drive in an electric car?
Admitting in earlier drafts that, quote, we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast.
I really don't like their policy of taking away your car, of taking away your airplane flights, of let's hop a train. You're not allowed to own cows anymore. You know, there are a lot of problems.
It was stunning how quickly some Democrats jumped on this proposal.
We need to be bold.
Oh, it's impractical. Oh, it's too expensive.
Keeping track of Democrats who might be driving a hard left, and a lot of them happy to do so.
Socialism is apparently becoming mainstream.
America will never be a socialist country. Never. We're born free, we will live free, and we will die free.
This has been a great movement. They try like hell. They cannot stand what we've done. But we're doing the right thing. And I will never, ever, ever let you down.
We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
A few moments later.
A very good Friday morning to you. I'm Jim Sciutto in New York.
And I'm Poppy Harlow. And we begin this hour with really a historic jobs report. 263,000 jobs added last month. The unemployment rate is now 3.6%. That is a 49-year low.
April is now the 103rd straight consecutive month where the U.S. has added jobs going back to the crash in 2008. Let's bring in Christine Romans. So, Christine, this is a big number.
Yeah.
Shows that job growth is still chugging along.
It shows you all those concerns that economists had about what was happening in the first quarter were unwarranted because companies are hiring and hiring pretty briskly, 263,000 net new jobs. That's the most since January, but you're looking at an average here of well over 200,000 net new jobs every month over the past year. The unemployment rate down to 3.6%. You got to go all the way back to Woodstock days for any kind of numbers that are that low. And this is an economy that's changed dramatically since then, right? Now you have women in the labor market. You have much more diversity in the labor market. When we look at where you see the job growth, it's business information, 76,000 there, construction, 33,000. Manufacturing, we'll continue to watch this one, only 4,000. That's below average.
This is Brother Seduff.
Mercy Entertainment Artists.
We rocking with our girl Regina Hicks and the crew.
We're straight like that.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Straight Like That. I'm your host, Regina Hicks, and I got my co-host with me, DJ Karma and Miss Lynn Diana Prince Morrison. Ladies, please sound off, sound off. Let everybody know you're here and let everybody know you're having a good time.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? 504.
What's up, DJ Karma? Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Hey, y'all. Miss Lynn is in the house.
Man.
I'm ready to go. I am feeling great today, you all. And yes, we're going to have a great and fabulous show tonight. so much in store for you.
Oh, yes. Y'all brace yourself for this.
Definitely a very, very, very great show to this evening. I want to start out tonight's show with some really, really sad news. And I think that everybody has heard about this story and is aware of what's going on, and they need to be aware of if you haven't been watching the news lately. I know many of y'all have heard about the trans woman who was attacked out in Dallas, allegedly or after a car accident, and there was some sort of vet called out, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of men proceeded to jump on her and fight her. And this made national news. It made national attention. And it just what's happened recently, and the woman's name was Malaysia Brooks. As of yesterday, she was found murdered. And it's a very big question mark in the public. I've seen this talked about on various news media outlets. It's gaining a lot of national attention because that video of her being jumped on went completely viral. I mean, it went so viral that Fox News had to comment on it. And, you know, we all know Fox News is a very conservative, yet a very patriotic news network. And for Hannity and Tucker and Laura Ingraham to take their time out of their show to address this and saying that, you know, this is foul, what's going on, that this would happen in America where a person has the right to be who they are, whether we agree or we disagree with them. This is America, and them being a part of this country and being a part of this American family, they have the right to live their life the way that they see fit to live it. And it's not for us to understand it. So I wanted to play a local news clip from, I think this was, I'm not sure if this was yesterday's news or this was today's news, but I wanted to play a clip of exactly what happened. And so we'll go to the clip right quick.
Woman, people recorded her being attacked, beaten by at least one man and more. Others joining in as well. Tonight, the news is worse. Malaysia Booker is dead. Dallas police confirming someone shot and killed her.
Today at approximately 3 p.m., the victim was positively identified as Malaysia Booker.
She became a victim of mob violence and video proof of people urging that violence on.
This time it was me, the next time it was someone else, close to you.
Malaysia Booker received nationwide attention in April after her recorded attack by a group of men. Booker, a transgender woman, faced that attack after a car accident and argument escalated outside the Dallas apartment complex. Tonight, Dallas police say officers responded to this isolated East Dallas street on Saturday morning and brutal. This was the video of a Dallas transgender.
And that's just a clip of the news report. But many of you listening who have seen the video and have probably heard about this, I know this just broke, I think, what was this, yesterday, Lynn?
Yes.
Is this yesterday? This to my attention?
So, well, I think she was killed like Saturday night.
Okay, so Saturday night. Well, we definitely want to send our love and our condolences out to the family of Miss Malaysia Brooks. We're going to identify her the correct way as she walked in her truth through her life. We're going to represent her and respect her, and we're going to send our love and our condolences out to our fallen sister. And this is why there is a march for justice. Isn't that correct, Lynn?
Yes, it is. This is why there's a national trans march being taken place on September 28, 2019. This is the very reason why I wanted a march, why I had spoke so diligently everywhere I went for a march. You know, we have been getting girls killed every year now. It's become now to be, you know, expected because it's been happening so much. You know, so yeah, this is definitely why I wanted one, you know. It's time to let people live and let live. Let folks live their lives the way they choose to see, they see fit. It's not for you to understand. It's not for you to judge.
And I piggyback that because I don't understand. What I don't understand is we're all taught from early grade school about America and equality, and that everybody has the right to be free here. You know, no, America has not always been great. It's had its problems. But like JFK said in his inaugural, truly the work of God must be our own here on earth. We have to be the ones to right injustices. We have to be the ones to speak out when there is deception coming from our government, when they're not telling us things, when they're lying to us. We have to be the ones to speak on that. We have to speak on the hypocrisy, not only from our political leaders, but we have to also speak on the hypocrisy from our entertainers. Today, early this morning, a video of Justin Bieber surfaced of him, and he probably was a teenager at the time of this video. But the video is very telling, and it's very eye-opening, and it's a very in-your-face look at the system that is white supremacy. Now, I know a lot of y'all hear me talk about Trump, and I'm a Trump supporter, and I believe in MAGA and making America great and all that. But I'm also a black woman, a woman of color, and I do understand that America operates this once upon a time and underneath the surface system of racism. It seems like it's more prevalent since we had our first black president, and where the racists became even more emboldened, even disrespected. You can talk all day about the disrespect that Trump gets. We know he gets disrespected. We know that there's forces against him that do not want to see him make America greater, strengthen America's resolve in the world. But even with our black president, I didn't agree with on his policies, but there was still a level of disrespect when he went to other countries, and them not rolling out stairs for him, them effigying like he's the planet of the apes, and the numerous death threats he lived under, being that he was the first black man to ever sit in the Oval Office in contemporary mainstream knowledge. Those of us that are aware and are knowledgeable and educated, we know that there were a couple of black presidents, Abraham Lincoln being one. But nonetheless, the fact that he was disrespected in that regard, which is crazy because this is America. You know, all of us have the right to be happy and free. That girl had the right to live her life in the way that she saw fit. No one had the right to take her life because of how she chose to live it. No one had the right to put their hands on her because of how she chose to live her life. And what's sad about this whole situation is that I'm sure through it all, the police were investigating this, which means she was in contact with the police. So my question is, where are the Dallas PD? You know, the Dallas PD, there they go. The Dallas PD, very corrupt. I mean, what were they doing on November 22nd, 1963? You know, nothing. Probably the same thing that they were doing when this woman was killed. You know, I mean, she had to have, leading up to her death, she had to have received threats. She had to, in the wake of the attack, she had to be in constant communication with not only journalists and news media, but also the police, the law. So where is the police that this girl was not protected and that she was found murdered? It's disgusting.
Well, girl, I'm quite sure. Go ahead, Carmen.
DJ Karma, what were you about to say?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm here. I was actually talking to someone about the situation that, you know, can relate. We were just sitting out. I'm actually sitting outside in the neighborhood. And we was just talking. And it's like, I'm so sad about what happened. I don't even know what to do, you know, because it makes me fear for my friends. It makes me fear for y'all. Y'all could be walking down the street, minding your own damn business, just carrying on about your business. And then, boom, somebody could come up to you and decide they want to fight you just because you're living your truth. You know, I'm not feeling that shit. My mom is a lesbian. I mean, I'm surrounded by people who live in their truth. So to hear shit like that, to see a video like that, and then to know a couple of days later, I'm pretty sure those same people are the ones that shot her. You know, it just makes me sick to my fucking stomach. And I'm going to tell you like this. You fuck with any of my people. You
definitely
fuck with my people, I feel for you, bitch, because I'm coming at your neck, your mama neck, your daddy neck, your churn neck. I'm coming at y'all motherfucking neck, straight like that.
But you know what the underlying, what the underlying T of the whole situation is? It's not just that the guy that was the one who jumped on her is the one that jumped, that jumped on her. But the T, you know, the underlying T probably really is, and once it all comes out, you know, as the old folks used to say, it all comes out in the wash. One of those men, or probably a few of those men, were having a sexual relationship with her. And the one that killed her was most definitely, because she had to let them into her personal space. And most of the time when there's things like that that go on, it's somebody you know. So I think, here's my thing. The police need to do a rape kit. They need to do a rape DNA kit to find if there's any DNA outside of hers on her person or in her home. Seriously, it's very disgusting. And like Lynn said, it's time for a march. And you know what? The march for civil rights, or the fight for civil rights, is the same for LGBT, and it's the same for everybody. Civil rights means
right.
Civil rights, just what it means. It's for everybody. And for some people to try to put the LGBT fight for civil rights and equality in America and say that it's in no way, shape, form of, or fashion compares to that of the African American fight for civil rights. They're one and the same. The underlying theme being to be respected with the basic common dignity for being an American citizen, to be able to have my rights protected that God gave me, and to be able to pursue my happiness however that sees fit for me and my individual thoughts and beliefs, without having someone deny me services, tell me I can't eat here, tell me I can't live here, tell me I can't shop here, because I can do all of the above. This is America, and I was born here too. And it's my country, and you're not going to tell me because of the color of my skin I can't eat here. You're not going to tell me because of who I choose to love I can't eat here, or I can't live in this area. And we've all been so programmed to be divided that we forgot we are one American family. One American family.
Well, not so much. Well, yes, we're American family, but we're the human family. We are human before we are American.
American,
we're
right,
human
right. But
first.
I'm talking about what goes on in our country, because this type of thing should not be going on in the 21st century. Many of you don't realize we are in the dawn of the 21st century. It's 2019. The 21st century. The things that happened up until the year 2000, they happened in the 20th century. That's a whole 100 years. We are in a whole new 100 years of the future. And yet here we are having to talk about issues such as abortion. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? It's alive as soon as the sperm hits the egg. It's alive. And it, no matter where you went for thousands of years throughout history, throughout antiquity, throughout modern times, the detection of a heartbeat meant life. And if you did not have a heartbeat, your ass was no longer with us. You were dead and gone. Why this is any different for a developing fetus in its life? The womb's whole purpose is to produce and sustain viable human life. The fact that people are sitting up there arguing about this and saying that it's a woman's right issue, which it is a woman's right issue, but there has to be some common sense. I'm not saying that women should have the right to have an abortion if that's what she should decide to do. But as a culture, we have to understand that once a sperm hits the egg, it's alive. It's alive. Period. Otherwise, it's a dud. But if the sperm hits the egg, we should all understand that that is a life that has been created at that very moment. Life. The same way you can be gone in an instant with a snap of a finger, with a Thanos. We have to understand that. And I don't understand why people cannot seem to grasp it. Now, if a woman wants to have an abortion because she's been raped, she's not mentally or spiritually or financially able to take care and raise that child, that's between her and Jesus. She's got an answer for that. But if here on earth, if she decides that she wants to end that pregnancy, it should be her right. Now, if it's after a certain time where there's a heartbeat and this baby can hear and it's wiggling its little fingers and its little toes and it understands its mother's voice, no, it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. So that's a life. That's viable. And once it's born, there should not be a discussion about whether we should still kill it. The discussion should be once the mother holds her child, whether she forms that mother-to-child bond with it. And if she doesn't quite can't get there for whatever reason, the discussion should be all these millions of men and women who cannot have children who would love to take that newborn baby in and give it a life. The best life it could get.
Yeah, I agree. I agree because it's women like me. It's very, very, very hard for me to conceive. And y'all know this. Y'all been knowing me for years. And y'all know that it's very hard for me to conceive.
Sierra was a miracle baby. Sierra
was
for that girl.
A miracle baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we all did. Prayed her into existence.
Yes,
so
we did.
So it's mothers like
yes,
me.
I know God's
my baby.
Will.
Oh, yeah. And look. My baby asks me every other day, can she get a sister or a brother? But I know it's high risk for me to try to have another baby. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I would love to adopt. So if I know somebody that's pregnant and feel like they don't want their baby, I'd be like, you know, give me that baby when you have that baby. Just make sure you take care of yourself and do the right things while you're having these babies. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of women out here having them just to get an income tax check. And I think that's fucked up. They really don't want them, but they'll have them to get that income tax check. You feel what I'm saying? So I just feel like y'all don't abort those babies. Don't go with that shit. Have that baby and give it to somebody who really wants it.
And again, I'm not saying that a woman doesn't have the right to get an abortion, have an abortion. But let's not lose sight of the common sense of it. Once that sperm hits that egg, that is life created. Period. Once there's a heartbeat, that is a detection, a universal detection that has been since the Stone Ages. That's a detection of life being present in the body. The heart is beating, you're alive. If your heart stops, you flatline, bitch, you're dead. This is not 1 + 1 = 2. 4 + 4 = 8. These are just basic, common things that we should not in the 21st century be debating over. We should not be debating over these things. So as I stated earlier, you know, Justin Bieber had posted a video where he was saying in the video, singing and laughing, one less nigger, lonely nigger, one less nigger. So I'm going to play the clip. And I'm going to tell you, I was gagged by this. It totally and thoroughly disgusted me. And I know it disgusted a lot of people because when I posted it on Twitter and I posted it on Facebook, there were the response was guttural. You know, there were some people that were aloof and, oh, don't tag me in this and and that's fine. You know, some people, you know, they don't want to rock the boat. You can't rock the boat of their mind. But, you know, that's what we're here to do on Straight Like That. So just please get into this fool, Justin Bieber, talking about one less lonely nigger or some foolishness like that.
If I kill you, I'll be part of the KKK. There'll be one less lonely if I kill you, I'll be part of the KKK. There'll be one less lonely. If I kill you, I'll be part part of the KKK. There'll be one less lonely. There'll
gonna
be one less lonely.
Please sound off on that, because it just makes me feel some kind of way listening to this man. All the people that have sat up here and gave this man millions of dollars and put him on a pedestal, and he's sitting up here talking about it's one less lonely nigga. I've got a song for him. I have a song for him. It's called One Less Lonely, entitled Cracker. That's a song. I got that song for them. One Less White Supremacy, entitled Cracker. That's my song for him. One Less entitled Cracker. One Less.
No, child, not with that.
One Less. And I need to put that out. And make, you know, I'm sitting up here singing songs like Real Love and Ultimatum and busting my ass on this record. But maybe I need to put out a single that says One Less entitled Cracker. Ha, 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 ha. One Less. And have everybody in the studio laughing. Ha, ha, ha. One Less entitled Cracker. I mean, and then the people laughing in the background, like, this is just the thing to fucking do. You know what? White supremacy is what it is in America. It's alive and it's well. We thought we had beat it back into the shadows, and then when Obama came into the play, they came out of the woodwork, and then they attached themselves to, you know, all type of KKK and this, that, and the other. And honey, the media, they just knew another white man getting in the White House. The white supremacists want to support him either way. It didn't matter what white man. Just happened to be Donald Trump. And of course, he ain't, until I see a video and hear a video of Trump, like I just seen and heard of Justin Bieber talking about one less Mexican and one less Arab and one less nigger and one less fag. Until I hear and see that, I don't.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes. Are you there? Is anybody there? Sound like I heard one of the co-hosts back.
Are you there, Gina, Lynn? Ladies, I can't hear anything, and I'm not sure if the audience can hear us either. But I was just talking about unity, if you guys can hear. I was just speaking on, with all of the things going on, the time is now for unity, not just black people. I mean, all people that love all people. It's time to come together because it's too much. But there's no way you can tell me that the bad outweighs the good. That's just not going to happen. That's saying that God is not the all-powerful. So we just have to seek each other out. We got to come together. We got to do something about this fuckery that's going on in this country. So, again, I'm going to take
Carmen,
a break. I'm going to see if I can. Yes, I'm here. I am here.
It's all about love, Carmen.
They put,
did y'all
they hear put me? My ass off the air. I don't know what happened, bitch. I think I was doing too much because my whole internet browser just went down. Chrome just stopped dead in this track. I can't even. I'm calling in from my iPhone. I had to go on my iPhone to run the show. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then I'm seeing people like Miss Karen Bodden. Shout out to Miss Karen Bodden. Thank you. They're saying they were listening, and all of a sudden we just went dead, you know,
okay.
All of a sudden. So
okay.
I don't know
okay.
What the hell
I was
just
telling
happened.
The audience.
I'm using my studio setup. Like, I'm using my studio mic and the studio computer, and I'm doing the show.
Uh-huh.
So that and all of a sudden, everything just went out.
That's crazy. That's how it is when you're dropping jewels. But I was asking, thank you, Straight Like That Land. I was asking the listeners to chime out and let us know if they could hear me because we were all just cut off immediately. We all were just cut off. And I called back in and I just started talking because they let me in the queue. So I wasn't sure if everyone out there could hear us. So thank y'all for responding.
Yeah, when we
but
called in, you were still running with the show. So that was what's up, Carmen. That's what you were supposed to do. Keep it going. The show must go on. We are professionals.
Oh, yes.
And we're prepared. But I was not prepared for them to shut me down in the middle of my rant tonight. They got me together. This isn't the first time they've gotten me together either. Oh, they didn't like me talking about killing one less lowly cracker, huh? But it's okay for Justin Bieber to sit on Entertainment Tonight on a B-roll and talk about, oh, it's one less lonely cracker. I mean, one less lonely nigger. If I kill you, KKK, that's what he's singing about.
Wow.
Huh. If I kill you, Black Panther Party, is he one less lonely entitled cracker? You know, and I'm not saying that for all because there's like the majority of white people are not racist. There's an air of white supremacy to them, but there's most of them aren't racist. They like us, but you know, they're okay. But there's that small, select, nasty, down in the gutter butt, trollop, evil, boiling with ignorance, bigoted, and stunted, filth crackers that are racist. I'm just going to say it like I feel it tonight because they have really tried me tonight by cutting me off, honey. Now, that's
well, listen, you all. You know, we should be listening. When we do things of this, go ahead, baby. When we're talking of this magnitude, of this type of high caliber conversation, it's not an ordinary conversation that's normally had. This is in the trenches conversation. We're down in the trenches.
Right, we're not talking,
with this here.
We're not talking about.
We're not talking mediocre
stuff.
So when you do that, you have to be. You have to expect those things
that
to happen from time to time. Because remember now, we all have to understand that white supremacy, those who run this country, run everything. Runs everything, including this media station, radio station that we're broadcasting from. They own them too. So don't think they're not sitting back and listening to our conversations and what we're saying on here to know what we're saying and what we're talking about, what our topics are about. They are. So we must be aware of that at every minute of the day, period. When we're not on the show and when we're on the show, that they're there watching, lurking, around the corner, in the shadows, to see what's going on. And I agree with you, Carmen. We have to start. We have to lead with love. We have to lead with love, you know. And once you do that, healing can begin. And unity will also happen as well. But as long as there's no love for your fellow man, your fellow human being, your fellow God's creation, when there's no love there, this is what happens. They kill babies. They kill trans women. They make laws to keep you suppressed. When there's no love there, when man has greed for money, this is the result that happens. The people suffer. And it'll take all of us to come together to see this through, to stop this demon in his tracks. But we must stay the course and remain vigilant at all times. Do not let them throw us off our square. Do not let them feel they're getting the best of us. Let them know, honey, we're that phoenix that will rise from the ashes every time. We are. We're going to remain that thorn in your side until you give us the justice that is due us, black folks and trans folks alike. Again, this is why I wanted a national trans march. For all those things I just said that we deserve as trans people that we do not get. We don't get that, you know. But again, Gina, this is America, and you should be treated equally and as a person and be able to live your life. But one thing they do not teach is tolerance for trans people and the LGBT community. That's not taught. They're not taught
tolerance
to love them.
Tolerance isn't taught, period. We're not taught to tolerate our next door neighbor. We're not taught to tolerate.
Right.
That's why there's all this bullying and things going on in school where these kids go and terrorize these kids and then they end up killing themselves because they're not being taught how to be tolerant. They're not being taught how to be tolerant, understanding that the world is not the way you see it. The world is vast. It's big. There are a lot of people in the world. And they're not going to always see things the way that you see them. They're going to have a different outlook on life. They're going to have a different point of view. They're going to have a different way of seeing. They're going to have a different way of walking and a different way of talking and a different way of loving. But it's human nature. Ultimately, you have to be tolerant of human nature, and people are not being taught to be tolerant of human nature, what it is to be human.
Right. Gina, from the start, I mean, Gina, I mean, you all, from the start, man, we all know this, they're automatically taught to hate gays and trans, you know, where it's taught in the pulpit, taught in the home. They're automatically taught to hate that, but accept everything else.
Not amongst our Caucasian brothers and sisters. In the African American community, yes, it's shunned, it's looked down upon, like you said, it's shouted
yes,
so loudly from the pulpit. And as a young person, as a young child, as a young black child. More than likely, you're going to church with Sadie or Mabel or Granny or Osterville. You're going to church with Medea, and you're learning about Jesus. And if you already feeling as you're going along through your life that you're different, and that difference is pointed out even when you go to church from the man who's supposed to be the authority of God, that'll turn you away from the loving grace and mercy of God because you'll believe that something is wrong with you and that God doesn't love you and it will lead you and cause you to go and be astray. But I say to you, my brothers and sisters out there, you are okay. It's okay to be okay. That's nothing but Satan telling you and fucking with you and trying to impress you. He's a person and he is real. Anyone that can impress you is a person. Anyone who can make you feel like you're less than, that's a demon. That's a demon from the pits of hell. And don't you believe it. Believe in yourself. Don't let anyone bully you or make you feel like you are less than because you are by the virtue of the fact that you exist, by the fact that you're breathing every day, by the fact that you live. You have grace over your life, and you have purpose. And I just felt like I needed to say that to some people out there who might be listening right now in pain and hurting. God loves you.
Remember, you're perfectly made.
Just like that.
You're beautifully and perfectly made. There's nothing wrong with you.
Your spirit is, let's reiterate, your spirit is beautiful and perfectly made. This flesh is imperfect. This flesh can get sick. This flesh can sin. But your spirit is pure and it's holy and it's light. Well, some folks' spirit is dark and evil and from the pits of hell. But you know, that's a whole nother. I mean, it is what it is. You know,
right.
It is what it is. From the pits of hell.
That's right.
God.
Yeah.
And these evil, wicked people that have you divided and fighting amongst yourself and questioning yourself and fighting with yourself and fighting with people around you. That's not God, baby. God don't do all that. God is love. He ain't make no mistake. He knew who he made gay, and he made him gay for a reason. He knew who he made lesbian. He knew who he made trans. The same way he knew what he made a cat and what he made a dog and what he made a bird and the purpose he put on their lives, he put on your life. So for anyone to sit there and try to tell you that you can't and you're unable, and, you know, because you're different, those are lies. Those are lies that are coming from the pits of hell that's being spoken through people who are evil and hate themselves. And so they want you to hate yourself so they can be a good company. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it.
That's right.
Now, ma'am, don't let them do it. Y'all, we have to take a long-awaited break. You know, music break, which is crazy because it seems like we already had a break. They gave us a break, honey. They forced us into a break, girl. But,
yeah.
I mean, they did. Like, it was like, but you know what? Even free speech isn't free anymore. Wake up, folks. They're banning niggas on Facebook. They're banning niggas on Twitter. It's gotten to the point now with the thought police. You get banned just for having a thought. I mean, my God, Lynn was just recently banned because, you know, she reposted a video of a late-term partial birth abortion, and they blocked her for resharing a video that was already on the site. So why not just take down the post that's offensive? Or could it be that the people that they know that the people that Lynn is in touch with through her feed are people who are going to be more appalled by this? And may actually be more conservative leaning and may actually think and say, no, this abortion thing ain't right. No, this is
right.
Horrific. I don't know what CNN, I don't know what they talk about on CNN, but no. And if that's what the Democrats are for, I might have to vote for Trump this time. Real talk.
Exactly.
Straight like that. And it looks like the system is down because I can't even take us into a call. This is shade. What's going on with Blog Talk Radio? Now, I will be emailing these girls at customer service and letting them know, oh, I'm going to need a month free service because I'm not.
But guess what? That's
time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
want
to just take a break. That means keep rolling with the flow. You hear me? Keep coming with it.
Yeah,
that's
we gonna
all
keep
that
on,
means.
We're going to
keep
rolling with it.
Keep on rolling
just,
with the punches.
I am thoroughly, like, I can't even, I'm on my iPad. I've been to my iMac. Either they're down or we're being blocked out or I'm being blocked out, but I can't even get into Blog Talk anymore. It keeps
that's
saying crazy. That the shit is DNS server error and all this whole fuckery going on. Wow. Huh. And they got the paying $30 a month to be able to have this platform, to have these discussions, and you can't even get in the server. Oh, no. Trust me, I'm going to be sending them a real nice, nasty, and very strong worded email to the Blog Talk customer service girl. Y'all girls, Not when so I can see if this was a free forum and a free platform and you were just letting people get on here and be free and so therefore you are moderating certain things. But when somebody is paying their hard earned coin to be able to have a platform to do and say and be able to reach a certain audience and, you know, talk about certain things, I know, because just like the Supreme said, money is free speech. My money is free speech. I'm paying for the platform to have free speech. You cannot deny that. So I will be putting all of that in a very tersely worded email to the people at Blog Talk Radio because that's late as hell. That's late as hell for real.
Yes, that is.
It's not our fault. it's not our fault your system went down or whatever kind of excuse they're going to give me. Oh, no, ma'am, I need one of those nasty promo codes for next month's payment, and it needs to be for free. I'm going to underline the word free. Just like y'all had niggas over here in chains working for free to build this motherfucker, I need freedom. I need my shit to be free, and I need, that's what that promo code needs to say. It needs to say free. Straight like that.
God, that's a mess. Straight like
that's
that.
Right, girl.
That's
straight like fucking that.
That's how it
underline
is.
That's right.
Dropping jewels. When you're dropping jewels, you will always have stumbling blocks. You will, when you're trying to rise and do something on a positive level, you're going to always have stumbling blocks, haters, people trying to stop you from achieving your goals. Like, that's just going to happen. But look how smooth I was. Easy. It was easy for me to call back, boom, got on, and I started it off with, come on, let's love each other. You know, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fussing. I'm tired of seeing my neighbors fighting. I'm tired of seeing young ladies and young men fighting. I'm tired of seeing transgender being beat just for being transgender. Why are you worried? Why do you care that they are transgender? Are you DL or something? That's the only way.
Well, girl, half the men are DL, and the straight community promotes DLism. They promote DL.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of men are DL because of cisgender females and their response to them being trans attracted. All that stems from that. So most likely that guy, probably whoever killed her, was seeing her, dating her, and they were scared of her testimony and didn't want her to testify, so they kill her. But not realizing you brought national attention to this now. You brought national attention to this now.
And now whatever you was trying to keep secret about how you was getting your dick sucked or your ass fucked is all going to come to the light now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
For real, for real. Because now it's over.
Right.
Now it's over a dead body. You know what I'm saying? Like the saying says, over my dead body. It's going to all come out now over a dead body. It's all. So, nigga, how you was getting your dick sucked or your ass fucked is all going to come to the light now. Good job. A life taken for what?
What'd you say, Dealer? How you get his dick sucked, his ass fucked? Yes, honey. How you get his dick sucked, his ass fucked? Yes, ma'am, bitch.
You didn't want the whole world to know how you was getting your dick sucked and your ass fucked, nigga. And now the whole world is going to know over that woman's dead body, and her truth is still going to be told. It's still going to get told.
Yep.
So what did you accomplish? All you did was buy yourself a straight one-way ticket to the pits of hell. That's it. That's all. While you just sent Miss Girl home to Jesus, where her pain and suffering is over. So you did her the favor, not yourself, because, bitch, you finna be in misery. All your business is going to, all your homeboys and your mama and them going to know how you was getting your dick sucked and your ass sucked. All the people you was trying to keep from knowing about it. Now your mama know,
goodness.
Nigga.
Your
mama
homie.
Know. Your baby mama.
She said that your dick sucked and your ass fucked. Bitch, I don't know what to say to that. Because, baby, that is truly what it is. You know? But, again, you know, black men, the black man and woman has created down low brother and sister. But mainly the sister and the woman. Because that's what they're mainly afraid of the ridicule and the backlash that they're afraid of getting that from sister and the women.
But the gag about that whole video was it was the cisgender women who were trying to stop them men from jumping on her and saving her ass. So even they knew, no, this ain't right. Now y'all not just gonna stalk this girl out like that, you know, whatever, man, woman, whatever. Y'all not gonna do that. That's not right. Huh. And the only reason that shit jumped off the way it did because it didn't want to be known. that she was probably fucking one or two of them niggas in the crowd that jumped on her and whooped her ass. And, you know, they was trying to save Facebook, them bitches that was around and them niggas around, because they didn't want anyone to know how they was getting their dick sucked and their asses sucked. And I'm going to keep saying that because that's the real tea. That's the real tea.
It is.
Straight like that. It can get, but baby, is straight with no chaser. It's like lightning hitting the land and sun coming up and day following night, bitch. It is what it is. That's what it was. It was all good when the shit was being done behind closed doors and in the dark. It was all good. How many times he probably told that girl he loved her. And, oh, how good you make me feel, better than any of these bitches. But then the minute it's threatened for it to come out, he's willing to commit murder. And now everybody knows how you got your dick mm-hmm. stuck and your ass stuck. Straight like that.
Straight like the fuck that.
No.
Now,
yes, girl.
Now when you go
and get his dick stuck in his ass fucked.
And now when you go...
Oh my God!
Yes, I love it.
Now when you get to the prison house, the prisoners are gonna know it too.
Oh, they're gonna be fucking him.
Oh, they're gonna know it too.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna be waiting, savoring the moment you get there, because they already know how you like your dick sucked and your ass fucked. They're gonna be ready.
Huh. That's crazy.
Yes, maybe.
It's buffoonery is what it is. It's buffoonery. It's time out. It's fuckery. It's buffoonery. You know, these men, first of all, men are wired to be free anyway. Why wouldn't a black man with the highest sex drive on the planet like him a trans woman? Especially if the bitch looks pussy and got pretty titties and pretty feet and her hair down and the crack of her ass and her motherfucking outfit is cute and her hair weave on right. And her eyebrows painted good, and her mug is dusted and beat for Jesus, and her fingernails are pretty, and her toe ring is on her motherfucking little cute little pinky toe, and she talks and walks and talks like the next bitch, and she give you all that. Why wouldn't he want to do that? 9 out of 10, you better check and see her legs. She got a dick, and she looks better than the bitch you got at home.
And that's the issue right there. A lot of girls are mad for that very reason, Tina. It's like you were born a man, and how can you look better than me?
They like to fuck. Black men like to fuck. You got to argue a nigga down to put a condom on his dick. Niggas like to fuck. It don't matter what hole
yes,
you. That's the truth that niggas don't really want to admit to. They'll admit to wanting to fuck a bitch, but they'll never admit to wanting to fuck a man or a transgender. They'll never admit that. They'll do that in the behind the closed doors. But black men love to fuck. And there's some black man sitting on the phone right now saying, sitting and listening to the show right now saying, yes, she's right. I know I'm right. Black men like to fuck. And if they can do the nastiest, better butt product fucking they can do.
I can't take you anywhere.
She is cutting all the
they
fucking way up.
I can't take you anywhere, Miss Pig.
Girl, they can't be fucking going on, bitch. Black men, niggas can dip down in the nastiest, depraved, gutter butt, trollop, BDSM, machinations, ass fucking, cookie eating, fuck session they can get into, bitch, and nobody's gonna know about it. Girl, they'll be there with their dicks in their hand, ready to motherfucking lay it down and motherfucking for the ground. Come on now,
that's
it's
sad,
the truth.
Though. That is so sad.
It's the
That's
truth,
sad.
And the fact that we're not raising our black men to embrace that fully, not be ashamed of that side of them. That's the problem. White men are taught, they're raised to embrace certain sides of them. That's why, like Lynn said, a white transgender woman or a white gay cis man. You know, when one of their sons brings one home, the mom loves it. Oh my God! Oh, you're so cute! Oh my God! Oh, I'm so happy. As long as you guys love each other, it doesn't matter. But when it comes to the blacks, you know, oh my God, I can't tell nobody. I'm gonna have to kill you. I'm gonna have to kill everybody that knows that I've seen you. And you know, girl, please, like, it's just like, what the fuck?
Yes, Gina, baby, you better give it to him tonight, girl.
Girl, because
I'm gonna have to kill you. But yes, ma'am, baby. But ain't that the tea, girl?
What black man, girl? And you, and like I said, you have to argue with a nigga to put a condom on, bitch. You got a damn near motherfucking trick his ass to put that motherfucker on. Because most niggas ain't trying to run up in you with no motherfucking condom. They want to feel all that nasty shit. They want to feel the cream and come all over their dick running down their balls. That's what they want to feel. That's what they're getting. Bitch, that's the truth.
Yes, they do. They want to feel all the juice is flowing.
Girl,
from across
the
Everglades.
And it's like, and then you got to say, and because they don't embrace that about themselves, they, this is what happens. They walk around self-hating themselves. They walk around self-medicating and doing drugs because they cannot deal with that part of themselves that they feel like is wrong, because I'm going to go to hell and my mama going to disown me if I bring my transsexual girlfriend home. Or if I bring my little sister to ask that I love this man, and, you know, he just happened to be a man with a little sugar in his tank, and, you know, I can't explain it to my mom or my dad because they're going to disown me, because they're going to feel like a nigga go run and play, go grab a football, and all is going to be solved and healed, you know. It's some bullshit. It's some bullshit right on down to how we raise our black men.
Wow.
You're right.
I know in my spirit the man that the motherfucker that killed her, she was fucking. That was a crime of passion,
yeah.
Like you said, man.
I feel the same way, too.
That dumb bitch,
I feel the
that
same
dumb
way.
Bitch was afraid. The fact that she was dealing with the police, and now he done looked and seen the bitch all over the world on every goddamn TV channel. Honey, he just knew in his mind that bitch was going to be on national television talking about how he got his dick sucked and his ass fucked for all the world to see and hear with all kinds of cameras. Bitch, no man.
I believe I feel the same way, too. He killed her. It's, well, remember I said, Gina, think about what I said before. They're told from day one not to love this, but yet they do. They fight for attracted to it. You know what I'm saying? And they're so attracted to it to where they're compelled to go after it. They know they shouldn't. But the urge is so strong to where they're compelled to go after it. But once
because
they get
they
it,
wrong.
the fear is so great. Not so much that they're wrong. They've been told they're wrong. They've been made to believe in their minds that they're wrong. But they're not wrong because of what they like or what they're drawn to. Again,
right.
They can't help who they're drawn to, who they
outed.
Have attraction for. But the thing is, they
right.
feel that they're wrong. But the urge for it is so great, they can't help themselves. So they automatically seek it out. But the fear of it ever being known is greater.
Being outed.
But my thing is, but my question is, how does that work? How does the urge of you got to have this is so strong to where you seek it out automatically, even though you may feel in your heart it's wrong to do, but even though it's not, but you feel that you've been told that. But that great, that's for the social to seek it out. But the fear factor of it all is greater. But yet they still do, though. It's not like they say, well,
man,
if I go fuck this girl and I'm going to have to kill her because she may tell somebody. They don't go into
then
it thinking
like
that when it happens.
Like
I don't think they go into that thinking that when it happens.
I
just think that
the fear that sets it, the fact that they enjoyed themselves and they realize, my God, you know, this sex really isn't any different.
The fear comes on. What you're saying is that
the fear
comes on after they commit the act.
What's wrong with me? Well, then it's what's wrong with
listen,
me.
Listen to what you're saying. So therefore, the fear comes on.
I
got to
kill you. Right.
But the fear, but listen to what I'm saying here. Listen to what I'm saying here, Gina. But the fear comes on after they commit the act.
It's not there before.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying.
I think.
When they, and after
but
they,
it's,
after
but
they
it's greater,
fuck,
but it's greater than everything else.
You know what
if
I think?
After they've been fucking and hold on, Carmen. After they've been fucking and sucking, they feel real good. Then they start to hate themselves because they felt good. It felt good to them. They liked it. And that, then, you know, that's when they turn around and that self-hate kicks in.
And this is why I said all the time, there needs to be a mass discussion. There needs to be a mass discussion talked about this. There needs to be a discussion within the black community. I don't give a fuck in every fucking state. To hit this issue, because this is a major issue that plagues our community, and then you wonder why the brother's so fucked up in the head, why he, as he says, why he drink every day, smoke every day, he's so medicated all the time, he's trying to wipe away away from him. But I have girl, I have so many men at me all the time to where they're, you know, they be like, I want you. But when they're sober, they don't give me that. But when they're drunk, they all, that's what they're drinking, when they're drinking or whatever, or they're intoxicated, they're like, it's like all of that, their walls come down. And they're
well,
almost
you
just
know what
to
they say, a drunk
express
man,
what they really feel.
Well, you know what they say, girl, a drunk man tells no tales. DJ Karma, what were you about to say, girl? You were about to say something. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just had to get that last little bit
me too,
out.
I'm sorry, girl.
I wanted to say, I think from, you know, just from looking back at these straight men, DL men, I would say, because apparently they're not straight. But the thing is, like you said, it's been so condemned in the black community. I feel like once they do it with this, you know, with this one, and they start developing feelings for that person,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, oh, shit. I done fell in love with a transgender. Like, I can't tell my people this. Nobody can't know this. You know, now I got to knock off. You know, it's once I...
Well, again, for what you just said, Carmen, but think about what you just said there. He got feelings for her. He just fell in love with her. But his fear is greater than his love he has for her. So, yet he kills her. This is where the problem comes in at. The fear is more overpowering than anything else. Yes, the love may be great, the attraction may be great, but the fear is greater. Because you go from loving her to now I have to murder her so no one knows. So you don't think to yourself, I love her. I'm going to stand in my truth, be honest about who I am. Because I love her and I want to be with her. They don't think like that. Which they should.
No,
you would think
they're portraying that gangster hard role that they don't like that and all that bullshit.
I would say this. Most men who are masculine are just that masculine. Now, what they like sexually is something different. But a lot of guys I have come across in my lifetime, they're masculine men. In and out of, you know, I mean, out of the bed. You know, I've met some men that are more submissive in bed, which is not my case, true enough. But there are that. But yet they're still masculine outside of the bedroom. So I would say they're not really perpetrating that they're men. They're men, but they're men who like certain things sexually that, you know, other men may not be into.
Yeah,
you know, everybody's sexual taste is different.
But
you know what I'm saying? It's different. But again, it's not like, my thing is, when you love somebody, Carmen, I feel like the love you have for them changes you for the better. Mm-hmm. I feel like my love should make any man I be with a better man. It should improve him in his life. Him being with me should be a state of crisis. Now that he loves me, if it's something for me, he should be in a state of crisis and fear. So it's overwhelming enough to where now he has to kill me because he loved me now.
Yeah, that's because they were.
That's crazy.
They were crazy.
And it needs to be a dialogue on that discussion because it shouldn't be that extreme. It should not be that extreme, but it is because, again,
the rhetoric and the dialogue that's given about trans people within the black community makes every man fearful of that. Yes, he may get down, but he don't want nobody to know. Unless he's a special kind of man that can stand in his truth and say, yes, this is who I am. I love trans women. I date trans women. Or you may have a man say, I date cisgender women and I date trans women because I love women. Whether it's trans or cisgender, I love women. You know, there's something to be said about a man who stands in his truth and openly admits he loves trans women, he's trans attracted. Because not every man is strong enough and great enough to do that.
Yeah, they got them, but like I said, you have the majority of them are DL, and they have women, they have wives, they have families that are deep in the church. They mm-hmm. have, you know, all these different factors. They might even have children, you know, mm-hmm. and they just, and also they have their homeboys, and they have this portrayal.
Girl, and their homeboys are getting down
like,
too.
Yeah, and they walking around like, yeah, I don't fuck with no shit. That's when you know that a man is attracted to another man, when they bash and just go hard on him. A real man that's secure with himself is not, he don't have time for that. Okay, you gay. Okay, I don't care. You're not fucking me. I don't give a fuck if you gay.
And catch,
you know,
this, girl.
What else?
The men that you
found
are like that. And a lot of times, sometimes too, girl, the men that you found that are secure within themselves, they fuck around too. They fuck around too. Just that they don't care enough to go through all of that. They are more secure within themselves that they go through all of that. They don't have to put on this display that they don't like it, they don't like that. For what reason? But yet a lot of them play too. Truth be told, when I tell you, girl, it's so many men out here, whether the decision women listening or not, want to believe or not, believe it or not, baby. Listen to me now, cisgender women, which means, cis means naturally born female. So those of y'all who are listening right now, know this. Your brothers, your uncles, sons, nephews, cousins, coworkers, and friends, pastors too, all damn near get down. I don't say every last one of them, but baby, there's a lot that do. There's a lot of them that do that you would never know in a million years. You would never even suspect it in a million years. Because again, like Carmen just said, the fear of you finding out keeps them from being honest about who they are. And why would they be honest when they know you're going to bash them, ridicule them, belittle them?
Yeah, because
after you say, be honest to me, with me about who you are and what you like. Because how many of y'all have done that? Have had a man tell you he was gay or he was trans attracted, and you said you wouldn't bash him, but then you did. Then you did bash him, put him down, and made him feel bad about who he was. So why would they come out and tell you today? When they know that's what the outcome is going to be. When they see how you act, how you talk.
Look, let me tell you.
Look at that faggot.
Oh,
that, look at that.
You know
that's a man in a dress. Or that's a man in a wig. When you do that, why would they tell you when they hear those things? Why would they tell you anything? You cannot have it both ways, baby. You can't say live in your truth and be who you are and I love and accept you. And they tell you that, and then you bash them the next 10 minutes. Not 10 minutes, the next 10 seconds after they said it, you're going the fuck off. Why would they tell you?
Now, look, a great example. Let me give y'all a great example of what you just said, because it just came to me when you said that. A perfect example. I have someone, I don't know, it was somebody I guess I was just randomly talking to, because I'm just that type of person. I, you know, talk to people randomly on the streets, just to get their opinions and thoughts on things. But there was this girl who was obviously I don't want to say butch female because that just sounds so, you know, but a stud, okay, a hard stud, if you would say it. If people that don't know, it's different levels to lesbianism, okay? It's different levels, all right? You got femmes, you got soft studs, hard studs, you got all kind of shit. All
right,
so this person is a woman that dressed as a man. Yeah, you know, there's this woman that dresses as a man, you know, even goes as far as maybe strapping down her chest, you know, dressed like a man.
She might be
like
a trans
man. Got a little haircut. Right, you can say
that might be a trans man.
So this person decided they wanted to go to church. They wanted to have that good Jesus moment. Okay, they wanted a moment. You know, they wanted to go and release some things in the church, just like you're supposed to be able to do. Because what in the Christian Bible it says, God says, "Come as you are," and blah blah blah. Okay, so if you're coming as you are, and that's what you are, a trans man, tell me why the pastor, I mean, nastily. Not just, oh, no, you can't come in my church, got on the microphone and literally just killed this person's spirit, told them to get out their church. We don't allow no, I forgot the nasty term that he used, but we don't allow those type of whatever in my church, you know, get the hell out of here, you going to hell. All that kind of, you know what I'm saying? That's a prime example of how it's instilled in the black community that is this and that.
Tell me, girl, how did he become a man of God?
Where it comes from.
And that's how you treat one of your children. That man can't say he's a man of God if you treat one of your children like that.
My question is, where does it come from? I'm waiting. I know where it comes from, but I want to know if every other black person out there that gets up every Sunday and goes pay your tithes and blah, 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 and blah, 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 that has a gay son, a gay daughter, a gay mother, a gay father, whatever, a gay uncle, whatever. I want to know, where does that particular problem, situation, where does it come from? Where is it instilled in you from? I'll wait. Anybody? Come on, I know y'all know the Bible. Let's not act like we don't fucking know. Okay, so that right there should open your eyes to some other shit. That should make you question some things. Now, I'm not trying to change nobody from their belief system, because personally, I don't give a fuck what none of y'all believe in. I know what I believe in, and I know my blessings come 10,000 gazillion fold even while I'm going through the struggle. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't care what you believe in, but I'm talking about logic, critical thinking, okay? You have a best friend. You have an aunt that's gay. You love your aunt. That's your aunt. You love your aunt, uncle. You feel me? Your uncle, aunt. You love them. Y'all joke around. Y'all have fun. Y'all spend time together, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, they're living as the opposite sex. They are the opposite, you know, they have transition. But your church that you go to, you give your 10% to, will have a whole sermon about that, about the abominations of the earth. And you sit next to your auntie. Like, that don't make you feel some kind of way? Like, that don't make you question some shit? Like, that's my point is, we got to look at what the shit was instilled in us, the stupid, dumb fuckery. Come on now, wake the fuck up. Open your eyes up. Open that pineal gland in the middle of your fucking head. Open that up. Learn how to meditate and learn those different chakras and how to open that up. And then you'll understand and see what the fuck really going on. We were instilled to hate
who we, who, you know, not who we, but who people, have, you know, different types of people. Like, there are different types of people. That's just like there's disabled people, and people will put them down and fucking beat them up and look at all the disabled people. As a matter of fact, I do home health. There's a home health company right now. A couple of days ago, one of the workers killed and beat up the, you know, beat and killed their client. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, it's all kind of things that's instilled in different avenues that it come from. You got to look at where that shit come from and go rethink some shit. Because you can't tell me that makes sense. That's a whole contradiction of itself right there. Come as you are, but if you gay, you can't come at all. Come on now. What? Come on.
That man is not a man of God. He is not a man of God.
What?
Because he was a man of God.